Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue our study of United We Fall. Once again, this is the dialogue which took place in the Veritas Forum, the Truth Forum in North Carolina University between Pastor J.D. Greer and Imam Omar Suleiman. In our last program, Imam Omar Suleiman was appreciative of Pastor J.D. Greer because he included the Muslims in the discussion of the freedom of religion. Obviously, as Imam Omar said, he does not see that happening in America from many people. And that shows you the level of ignorance of Pastor J.D. Greer and Pastor Kevin Singer concerning the topic of Islam. They really hurt not only the church and the great country of America, but they also hurt the Muslims themselves. Because if I'm a Muslim man sitting in this dialogue and I hear this conversation back and forth between Imam Omar Suleiman and Pastor J.D. Greer, I will leave the meeting believing that Islam is another loving, peaceful religion. And in Islam, there is freedom of religion. And that is far, far away from the truth about the nature of Islam. Because the reality is that Islam is a savage cult which does not celebrate freedom or liberty of religion. And sadly, now the Muslim Brotherhood in America, like Imam Omar Suleiman, got the green light, the approval of Pastor J.D. Greer and the Southern Baptist Church to allow Muslims to continue to practice the early Islam, the Mecca teaching of the Quran. And as I said before, I repeat again, the day will come when Muslims in America will have the upper hand and we will see the opposite story. But then it will be too late to fix it. Because then Muslims will be practicing the final word of Allah, the Medini chapters, where in it we see nothing but the true savage cult of Islam. And now, let's go back to Pastor J.D. Greer, for he will make a very important statement concerning this acceptance between him and the Muslims of America. He wants to make sure that the people do not misunderstand his position on the differences between Islam and Christianity. And without further ado, he is Pastor J.D. Greer.
Yes. Just to be clear, I don't think either Omar or I know what words in your mouth, but I'm pretty sure this is right. Neither of us believes that that means that, you know, we both kind of pat each other back, say, you know what, we're exactly the same. We're going to the same destination. We believe all the same things, and we want to be nice to people. And we believe some very different things about God and about salvation and about Holy Scripture, but that doesn't preclude that I can say, hey, you know, I want to lay down my life if that's what it takes to preserve your right to do that, and, you know, you for me. Right? I mean, is that the opposite word?
Yes, indeed, my friends. Let's be clear. Pastor J.D. Greer is telling us that there are differences between the Christian beliefs and the Muslim beliefs concerning God. Once again, talking in a dialogue in that friendly atmosphere will not help the Christians nor the Muslims. Why? Because let me tell you clearly what is the difference between the Christian belief and the Muslim belief about God. Christians believe in the true God of the Bible, the true and only God, the triune God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And the Muslims worship Allah, the God of this world, the best deceiver, Satan. We're not talking about a little difference here between your God and my God. We're talking about God and the devil. Will Imam Omar speak the truth about his belief concerning the God of the Christians? Of course not, because he's not there to bring a wedge between Muslims and Christians. He's there to bring unity between them. This is the early days of how Muslims can take over any society. Let's all pretend we worship the same God. So what? There's a little bit of difference. My friends, the difference here between the God of Islam and the God of the Bible is not simple. It is God and the devil. Pastor J.D. Greer will not say that because of his ignorance or naive heart. And Imam Omar will not say it because he is following the deception of his God, the God of this world, Satan himself. So in simple words, we worship God and they worship the devil. And if you go a little bit deeper, you find that their God, Allah, orders them when they have the upper hand, when they have enough people and weapons to destroy the West, they will be killing you, Pastor Greer, and so the rest of the men of this country. And then they will take your wives and your daughters to rape them to raise Muslim babies. Is that a simple difference, sir, between the God of Islam, Allah, Satan, and the God of the Bible? You see, we do not believe in different things, but we believe in the opposite things. And that is what Pastor J.D. Greer needs to know. In Christianity, we learn to be nice to the Muslims, even if they choose to become our enemies. But Islam teaches to deceive the people of the West until the Muslims have the upper hand, and then they wipe the infidels out. That is the difference between Islam and Christianity about how we treat people. There is no salvation in Islam. As a matter of fact, the only way for a Muslim to guarantee himself a place in the paradise, it is to perform jihad, to die while he is performing jihad for the sake of Allah, as he will be killing you, Pastor J.D. Greer, and the rest of the men of your community, those who will not submit to Islam, those who will not bow the knee to Allah, the devil, the God of this world, the best deceiver. Holy Scripture? What Holy Scripture? Your Bible has been corrupted. Your Bible has been changed. And if you ask what part of my Bible is corrupted, Muslims will tell you the deity of Christ, the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. None of this is true. And you tell me there is differences between Islam and Christianity? That's why Muslims believe Allah sent Muhammad with the final scripture, the final Holy Quran, which in it, he orders the Muslim believers to perform jihad. Ask Imam Yasser Qadhi and he will tell you. The only reason why Allah ordered Muhammad to perform jihad is because Christians believe that Jesus is God. It's because Christians worship Jesus as God. Because the Bible has been corrupted. And you are talking about differences between Islam and Christianity? We're not on the same page, but we're not that far off. You're willing to lay down your life for Imam Omar Sliman and his family and the members of his mosque and the members of his organization, that is the Muslim Brotherhood, to prosper in America. And when that day comes, they will not only hurt you, but they'll hurt the rest of the church in America and the rest of the people of America, those who choose not to believe in any God at all. And let me be clear here, my friends. I do not doubt that Pastor J.D. Greer will lay down his life for Imam Omar Sliman. But we must also tell the truth that Imam Omar Sliman, at the right time, in the right place, will not hesitate to take off the head of Pastor J.D. Greer. And so it will be for every man in this country who will stand against the taking over of America by the Muslims. So, Pastor Greer, you're wrong when you said that Imam Omar will do the same for you. For no true Muslim will ever lay down his life for anybody else, especially for an infidel, a Christian minister like yourself. You see, my friends, this is a problem I have with Pastor J.D. Greer and the rest of the liberal preachers of America who are painting Islam with beautiful colors, who are making Islam a loving, peaceful religion, who are willing to have this dialogue and sing the Kumbaya song with the Muslims because simply they are ignorant of Islam. And in them, the scripture is fulfilled, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, or they are foolish who are deceived by the great deceiver, Allah, Satan himself, who is using the Muslims to take over the West by such people, whom I call useful idiots.
600 years after Jesus Christ walked this planet, an obscure Arab preacher began proclaiming a radical and violent new faith. The would-be prophet, Muhammad. The new faith, the religion of Islam. And now, 14 centuries later, over 1.5 billion people claim to follow him and his supposed revelations from God contained within the Quran. But here in the modern West, what do we truly know about this deadly and dangerous religion that has conquered, killed, and enslaved hundreds of millions over the centuries? What do we know of its founder, of its holy book, and of its unalterable mandate to subdue and rule all of mankind? The Lord said through Hosea the prophet that my people are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge. To combat this lack of understanding, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. It's time you, your church, or your organization becomes equipped with the truth about Islam. We are only one phone call or email away from scheduling a single seminar or even an entire series in your area. Please contact us at 941-223-1703 or by email at vicki@thestraightway.org. That's Vicki spelled V-I-C-K-I. You can also visit our website for more information at www.thestraightway.org. And now, back to our show.
Well, let's hear the quick response which Imam Omar Sleiman shared with the audience.
Same destination as in we're going to dinner together.
Yeah.
I think we're, you know, no, I mean, look, everyone has their own notions of salvation, their own notions of creed. How, when we talk about teaching Americans how to talk to each other again, how beautiful is it when people that have creeds that are not only different, but that have claims to truth that actually would put them in opposition theologically and from a creedal sense, but still, despite that, learn to love each other, learn to work together, learn to be neighbors with each other.
Here we go, Pastor J.D. Greer, the result of your dinner meeting which you have with Imam Omar Sleiman. He's trying to be funny here by saying, absolutely, I mean, same destination as we are going to dinner together. Do you know if you have followed the scripture, Pastor J.D. Greer, you should never have the dinner with that imam few minutes before the meeting? Yes, indeed, sir. Have you followed the teaching of the scripture in 2 John verses 7 to 11? Once again, you should never greet Imam Omar Sleiman. This interfaith meeting, which now we are calling dialogue meeting, is nothing but the great deception of Allah, the God of Muhammad, the Satan of the Bible. And this deception started at the dinner table, which you have with Imam Omar Sleiman. If you did not have the dinner with Imam Omar, this dialogue would never have taken place. And now we see the result of that meeting, which is literally throwing the Baptist church and the evangelical churches and the country of the United States of America under the bus. All that because of one bite of dinner you had with Imam Omar Sleiman. Once again, the fall of humanity started with a simple dialogue which Mother Eve had with the serpent who was used by the devil to bring sin to this world. Did God say? No, he did not. And the conversation went back and forth between the devil and Mother Eve. In few minutes, here we are today suffering with sin and the result of sin, which is death. Similar to that, if we go back to the scripture, in 2 John verses 7 to 11, the Bible is telling us, for many deceivers are entered into the world. Do you know who the Apostle John is talking about? He's talking about Imam Omar Sleiman. That's exactly the only interpretation to that passage. And let me prove it to you. Let's keep going. Who confess not that Jesus Christ is come into the flesh? Let's ask Imam Omar Sleiman, do you believe that Jesus Christ is God Almighty who came in the flesh? The answer is absolutely not. He's just a messenger. He's just a prophet. He's just a good teacher. Let's keep going with the verse. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. Yes, indeed, Imam Omar Sleiman is a deceiver and an antichrist. And guess what we have in this meeting? Nothing but the work of the devil. The deception itself is really shown to us in every sentence coming out of the lips of Imam Omar Sleiman. Let's go to verse 8. Look to yourselves that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. Now, the warning was given 2,000 years ago. Watch for yourself. Don't be a fool and fall into the deception of the deceivers. like Imam Omar's layman. In verse 9, whoever transgresses and abides not in the doctrine of Christ has not God. He that abides in the doctrine of Christ, he has both the Father and the Son. This is the command which is given to every believer who believes in the deity of Jesus Christ and who believes that our God is triune, a Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Let's move on in verse 10. If there come any unto you, what the Holy Spirit is talking about here? He's talking about Imam Omar Sleeman. If he come to you, asking you to have a dinner with, ask you to have a dialogue with, ask you to have this interface meeting. What should we do? Let's continue with the scripture and bring not this doctrine. What doctrine? The doctrine of Trinity. Receive him not into your house. So if Imam Omar would love to come to my house, I say, I'm sorry, I cannot meet with you in my house. Continue, neither bid him God's speed. Which means what? If he say to you, assalamu alaikum, you don't answer him by saying, wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. If he say, the peace of Allah be upon you, I will not greet him and say, and the peace of Allah be upon you too. Because his Allah is the devil, not my God. And my God peace is not for any antichrist. Listen carefully to verse 11. For he that bids him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds. And that's exactly what we're seeing here in this dialogue between Pastor J.D. Greer and Pastor Kevin Singer and Imam Omar Sleeman. That's why, once again, we are anti-Christian Muslim dialogue. Because it will bring nothing but the destruction of the church and this beautiful country we live in, America. And now let me show you the deceptive words of Imam Omar Sleeman, who said, I mean, everyone has their own notion of salvation. I'm sorry, there is only one salvation, and that salvation in one name, and that name is Jesus Christ, for there is no other name under the heaven is given by which man can be saved except the name of Yeshua, the Savior. There is no other salvation in any other name. And then he said, everyone has their own notion of creed. There is only one creed. It is the Christian creed. Then he said, when we talk about teaching Americans how to talk to each other again. Excuse me, do you hear his talk? Do you hear his deception? And my problem is that the Christian ministers who are sitting next to him with an agreement as if he said nothing wrong. And that is how the devil wins. This dialogue is nothing but an interface meeting which will bring the destruction of the church. How beautiful, he continued to say, is it that when people have creeds that are not only different, but that have claims to truth that actually would put them in opposition theologically and from a creedal sense, but still despite that, learn to love each other, learn to work together, learn to be neighbors with each other. Really? Isn't that beautiful? After seeing the differences between the Muslim and the Christian beliefs, and we still love each other and hold hands and become good neighbors? You see, this is the great level of deception. For the problem we have in this dialogue so far, we do not know what Muslims believe and what Christians believe. There's nothing beautiful about Islam, because Islam teaches that Christians are infidels and they must be beheaded. Nothing about Islam is beautiful. Trust me, my friends, the more you know about Islam, the more you will know how ugly and how savage Islam is. It is very despicable to even think about it in that good presentation by Imam Omar Sleeman. I am amazed. In these last few days with the coronavirus, people will not even shake hands with others in case they are sick with coronavirus. But here we see Muslims are deceiving the Christians to hug them and to hold them tight as if they are best friends and they are the best neighbors. I'm sorry. Why have we not seen that in the last 1400 years in the Muslim world? All what we have seen is a shedding of the blood of the Christians and others who will not submit to Islam. Even Muslims are killing their own when they leave Islam. That is the true nature of Islam. It is much worse than coronavirus can ever produce into the world. Now I want you to hear what Imam Omar is really hoping to achieve in this dialogue meeting. Listen carefully to his own words.
And I think that that is a special achievement. And that's why I don't think that, you know, there's a lot of, and I know the word interfaith makes some people nervous. So I won't use the word interfaith, all right? But, a lot of people think that religion is a hindrance to societal cohesion.
Yes, indeed, my friend. That is his ultimate achievement, to literally have the interfaith meeting. And he's telling us openly, he knows these words, interfaith meetings, make people nervous, make people uncomfortable. No, only the conservatives. Because liberals could care less. Because if they care about the future of the church and the truth of the Word of God, they should never have a dinner or have an open dialogue such as this one with Muslim jihadi deceivers, members of the Muslim Brotherhood. So we're not going to use the word interface, but we're going to use the word dialogue. And what we're going to do in this dialogue, we're going to achieve everything we're hoping for. Like what? Like remove the thought of the people that religion is a hindrance to societal cohesion. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we all worship the same God, and Islam is a loving, peaceful religion, and Muslims believe in freedom of religion. So feel free to join us in some Muslim mosque near you. And these are the lies which Muslims like to spread in the interfaith or dialogue meetings. And sadly, now they got the Southern Baptist Church to help them to achieve that goal. You see, liberal churches have no problem to join hands with the Muslims. And all what Imam Omar Suleiman and Imam Yasser Qadi and Imam Muhammad Husseini and Imam Siraj Wahaj looking forward is to have the approval of the Southern Baptists and the conservative churches. And boy, oh boy, here we are. We're seeing it by our own eyes and hearing it by our own ears. And God help us, because that unity will bring nothing but the destruction of the church and of America. And to continue our study of United We Fall, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.